a deeper resilience from within. The human nervous system is an awe-inspiring and intricate network of over 45 miles of living wires, the nerves that carry the effects of our heart-brain conversation to every other part of the body. While scientists have known for quite some time how the messages from the brain travel throughout the body, it was only in the last years of the 20th century that new discoveries revealed precisely where the signals originate. Not surprisingly, the role of the heart is central. Now that we understand what the conversation between our hearts and our brains can accomplish, let's look at two things. Number one, the mechanisms that make this conversation possible, and number two, how to change the dialogue in healthy ways. It all begins with the resilience that we create within the heart itself. One of the ways of determining our level of resilience is to measure the peaks and valleys of our heart rhythms. While we're generally familiar with the moving graph of our heart rhythms that the doctor scrutinizes, we may not be fully aware of everything that the graph is showing. In addition to telling us information about the overall condition of the heart, the rhythms can also tell us about the health of our nervous system and even conditions that may lead to problems at a later time. The graph the doctor is looking at is probably an electrocardiogram, or ECG, which is sometimes known as an EKG. The ECG device measures the electrical output of the heart and is completely passive. In other words, it's not sending any electrical information into the body. Rather, it's measuring the electrical impulses that the heart creates and sends throughout our bodies. While the study and the interpretation of heart rhythms could fill an entire book and represents a lifetime of study, that's not why I'm describing them here. There's an aspect of the heart rhythm that's key to creating resilience. When looking at a typical ECG, even to the untrained eye, it's clear that there are repeating patterns of large spikes created by each beat of the heart. What's important to our discussion is that the distance from the top of one large spike, which is called an R wave, to the top of the next is not always the same. It varies from one beat to the next. While it may look like the space from one peak to the next is identical, when we measure the intervals, we find that the distances between them change. And it's a good thing they do, because this is where our resilience in life begins. The key is this: the more the difference in time changes between beats, the greater the resilience we have to life and to the changes in our world. Because we're measuring the variable distances between heartbeats, the measurement is called just what we'd expect, heart rate variability, or HRV for short. HRV is measured in very small units of time called milliseconds, and the difference between one heartbeat and the next may be a matter of only a fraction of a millisecond. Even though the differences can be small, what's important here is that there is a difference. Early in life, it's well documented that we have a high level of heart rate variability. Now that we understand the purpose of HRV, it makes perfect sense that we would. When we're young and discovering and adapting to the environment of the new world, our bodies need a way to adjust to what we find and to do so quickly. The first time our fingers, for example, discover what hot water from the kitchen faucet is all about, or when we find that not all dogs are as friendly as the one that lives in our house, we need to respond quickly. The heart's capacity to alter its rhythms quickly, our HRV, and send blood to where it's most needed is necessary for our survival. The signal that the heart sends to the brain creates a state known as psychophysiological coherence, or more commonly, coherence. The beauty of knowing about coherence is that we don't have to guess when it happens. Easy-to-use sensors and software can tell us precisely what level of coherence we're in, as well as help us build the skills for even greater coherence. Just to be clear, the heart and the brain are always in some state of coherence. In the chaos of daily life and in the presence of negative emotions, our coherence levels may be low. Through simple exercises, such as the one that I'll share at the end of this chapter, we can shift key parameters in our bodies to create higher levels of coherence. There's a direct connection between the heart rate variability in our bodies, our level of coherence, and the resilience that we have when facing the extreme changes in our world. That connection is this: the greater our level of coherence, the greater our HRV and resilience will be. With this in mind, the previous discussion of positive and negative emotions and the role they play in our heart function takes on even greater significance. When we find the emotions that create greater coherence, we create greater resilience as well. Three steps to personal resilience: attitude, breathing. Many of the recent discoveries regarding heart coherence, heart intelligence, and how to use both in our lives have been made by the scientists at the Institute of Heart Math. Following the developmental work that became the techniques used by IHM today, the founding of the organization began in the early 1990s. IHM is dedicated to exploring the power of the heart in unconventional ways. While we know that the heart pumps blood to our bodies, for example, studies conducted by IHM suggest that our hearts are involved in much more than simply moving blood through our arteries, veins, and capillaries. From the emotions that create coherence between our hearts and our brains, and the link between coherence and HRV, to the quality of the pressure wave in our blood from each heartbeat, it's clear that we're only beginning to understand the full spectrum of the heart's functions. I've had the honor of working with the founders, staff, and researchers at IHM for nearly 2 decades. In doing so, I've also had the opportunity to share the experiences of life, travel, and the demands of presenting our work together to varied and diverse audiences throughout the world. It's through these experiences that I can now say that the years-long relationships have developed into deep and lasting friendships as well. During my association with IHM, I've seen the real-world expression of 20th-century poet Khalil Gibran's heartfelt observation. He said that work is our love made visible. At IHM, love is made visible each day as the founders and staff dedicate their lives to reveal deeper insights into the power of the heart's intelligence and the role it plays each day in our lives. While the people at IHM will continue their study of the heart for years to come, we can benefit from what they've discovered so far. In my opinion, among their greatest contributions are the simple and proven techniques of creating greater heart-brain coherence. Through peer-reviewed research, IHM has shown beyond any doubt that 2 factors relate directly to personal resilience in our time of extremes. 1, our emotions can be regulated to create coherence in our bodies, and 2, we can use 3 simple steps to implement this fact in our lives. Working with some of the most prestigious organizations and innovative researchers in the world, IHM has developed a simple system known as attitude breathing that allows us to apply the discoveries they've made in their laboratories easy in our lives. The researchers describe the benefit of this technique, stating, quote, "The heart will automatically harmonize the energy between the heart, mind, and body, increasing coherence and clarity," end of quote. They've distilled the shift in emotions that creates the greatest levels of coherence into the following 3 steps, which are adapted with permission from the book Transforming Stress, written by Doc Childer and Deborah Rosman of HeartMath. Before we go any further in this program, I'd like to offer a note of caution to my listeners. Many of you have shared with me that you listen to my audiobooks during your morning commute to work or while you're actually working at the jobs, such as construction, forest service, medical, and military assignments. If you're one of those people, now is not the time for you to follow this exercise. The following safe and simple steps are designed to move your awareness from the world around you and focus in your heart. To do so while you're driving or on the job is a distraction from the focus you need to drive and do your job safely. So while you may listen to the instructions that follow to give you an idea of what's involved, please choose a time and a place when it's safe to close your eyes and shift your awareness away from the outer world and focus inward before you attempt to perform this exercise.